presents this unabridged recording of
Sleeping Arrangements by Madeleine Wickham. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren. He and Chloe would never agree about the delightfully vague and dizzy Gerard Lowe. Yes, the man was charming. Yes, he was a famously generous host, always plying one with delicious morsels of food and wine and gossip. But there was, thought Philip, an eagle eye beneath the bonhomie, looking for weakness, looking for vulnerability. Everyone adored being insulted by Gerard. It was all part of the game, all part of the entertainment. But even as the victim was helplessly laughing, there would often be a sheen to the eyes, a flush to the cheeks, which indicated that Gerard had hit the spot just a little too accurately. Chloe, of course, thought his teasing hilarious. She had known Gerard for so long, thought Philip, she was blind to his worst qualities, could not see what he had turned into. Gerard treated her with a childish possessiveness which she found flattering. When he called her his girl and put a proprietorial arm around her waist, she laughed and found it charming. Philip found it sickening. "Anyway," he said, turning back, "let's get on." "Absolutely," said Chloe, squinting ahead at the road. "It really can't be too much further now." "Okay, Nat, into the car." As the car door slammed, she met Philip's eye and smiled. "Just think, we're nearly there. I can't quite believe it." There was such a wistfulness to her voice, a longing tone which made Philip suddenly ashamed of his churlishness. Chloe deserved this holiday. She deserved a chance to relax, to escape. He wasn't being fair on her, on any of them. "Nearly there," he echoed, walking over to her. "Great, isn't it?" "Do you really think that, Philip?" As she met his gaze, all the questions that existed between them seemed to be held in her eyes. "Are you really glad we're here?" "Of course I am," said Philip. He pulled her towards him and kissed her, holding her tight against him. "Of course I am. It's going to be perfect."